All right, we got traffic on the way, but right now let's check in again with my man Bobby and his special guest. Bobby, what's happening, man?
All right, thanks a lot, Tommy, and good morning, everyone. So this is part two of our conversation about reducing racial disparities in maternal health. On the last break, I spoke with Dr. Jackie Walters about these disparities. So I'm here with Brian Pennick with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. So, Brian, why don't you give us the details about the National Health Equity Strategy to provide black and brown communities with equitable health care.
Yeah, Bobby, thank you so much. And Jackie really does an amazing job of humanizing this conversation, not just in her work, but also in the message that she carries. And critically important that we remember that we're talking about people here. And so it's important that when we begin to confront this, to recognize that we cannot fix what we cannot be honest about. And so the United States has the highest maternal death rate of any developed country. And Dr. Jackie talked about black women are three times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women and have two times higher morbidity than white women do. Delivery complications are 46% higher among black women than those of white women. So our national health equity strategy confronts the crisis in racial health disparities on multiple fronts. The multi-year strategy will focus on four conditions that disproportionately affect communities of color: maternity health, which is where we're starting, behavioral health, diabetes, and cardiovascular conditions. And so as we kick this off, our plan, our intent, is to reduce maternal health disparities by 50% in 5 years through local partnership in places all across the country, including D.C. We're all in and collaborating closely with community, state, and national health leaders because it will definitely take all of us to change the trajectory of racial health disparities. We cannot do it alone.
Exactly. And I want to thank you both for all the great work you're doing. Brian, Dr. Walters, keep up the great work. And thanks again for sharing this information with our listeners.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you.
My pleasure. That was Brian Pennick with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Now, if you missed any of this information, you can also go to our website at whur.com for all the details. Right now, time to take a look at traffic. Tony, you got it.